Hey everybody, this is an update about the status of the Star Trek podcast on the Penske podcast side. We just, as you all know, we just finished covering Discovery on Patreon, the final season, and we also covered, we released Picard season 3 on the main feed while we were watching Discovery. So we're kind of at a crossroads about what to do, and me and Clay have been talking about it for the past couple weeks where we haven't been recording. And I think that we've come to the decision that the show is either on hiatus, which is slightly likely, or more likely that it's actually just kind of over at this point. So, the usual disclaimer, no animosity with Clay or anything like that. But I think we've both just come to a point where we're at a crossroads about what we want to do. And there's a couple of reasons why we're probably not going to continue, possibly just be an extended hiatus. But in any event, this is going out mostly to let the patrons know, because you'll have to adjust your pledges on Patreon accordingly. Everything else will be continuing. The Patreon will still exist. The YouTube channel will still be uploading videos, but the Star Trek podcast will not be one of them for the foreseeable future. Possibly, dun dun dun, forever. Excuse me. Also getting over a cold. Summer colds, the worst. The humidity makes colds feel a million times worse. So there's a couple reasons why we've come to this conclusion. One, there's a lack of any interest in any possible Star Trek series that we can cover. So the options are we go back to Voyager or we cover New Trek. Everyone knows how we feel about New Trek. Clay is a little bit more inclined to watch New Trek than I am, I think. Both of us feel the same about Voyager, which is just that it's kind of tedious to go through. A larger part of that is that I kind of feel like I've said everything I could say about Star Trek at this point. I feel like I'm spinning my wheels a little bit in things that I want to talk about. I feel no particular drive to talk about Star Trek in that way, in that kind of depth, or to put up arguments or anything like that. So the lack of any interest has left me thinking, you know, we've spent the past couple weeks just thinking about, like, which series would we want to do? How do we mix this up? Is there a better way to do this? Do we cover things that are tangential to Star Trek, maybe influential? And it all comes back to, after thinking over the option for a day, I come away saying, no, I don't really want to do that. So that's number one. The big reason is that there was a lack of any interest in any possible Star Trek series that we're covering going forward. And the second one is this is more me than Clay, but I have a lack of interest in reviewing things in general at this point. Even doing the music stuff, which I'm really enjoying and getting into new music on Patreon, I do feel a little bit of dread when I have to sit down and record things for it. The recording stuff doesn't feel as enjoyable as it used to. My opinions, I feel less... how would you describe it? I feel less inclined to give my opinions about things. I don't know if that's just getting older or just the sense of, like, the work being one thing. But I guess that points one and two kind of tie into a larger point about that the podcast has always been a job. I've always considered it a job, and I think jobs are good. I have a bunch of jobs. And then if you have a job, it's nice. It gives you structure. It gives you goals. You can improve on things. You gain skill sets and stuff like that. But lately, the podcast in particular has started to feel more like work than a job. And there is a distinction. The work aspect, when something starts to feel just like work and you're not gaining anything from it, it moves away from that job thing into a situation of work. And if you don't have to do the work, then I don't really understand why you would continue to do the work that you don't find as fulfilling. Excuse me. And the last thing, the podcast is basically, I think, hit its bell curve of success that it can go to. This is less important than the other two reasons, but it is something that ties into the point about job and work that I was just talking about. So I think the podcast listening has largely stayed the same. The number of people who listen, or at least the downloads that are out there, have stayed the same. Patreon has been on a pretty slow but noticeable decline for the past year or so. Patreon perks up when we do things like Discovery, but as soon as Discovery is over, the cancellations come immediately, which is fine, which is kind of, you know, it's how the Patreon game works. But it is disheartening in the sense that in order to try to maintain your Patreon, you have to sort of cater to the crowd a little bit. Like, you have to do the shit that you don't really care about doing. And since this is now feeling more like work than a job, I'm less inclined to chase $10 a month for very little gain and just spending extra time on it. honestly, the patrons have been fantastic, and you guys are really the only reason that the show has gone on this long. I use the Patreon, as I've mentioned before. This is what funds my kids' 529 college accounts, just so we don't have to impact our normal household budget. Anything that comes from this is considered extra cash or income on top of things. And so it's been helpful to give each of them, you know, a couple $1,000s a year, $5,000 a year or something like that into their 529s. It's been a good kickstart for them. But there is a point where your wage, like labor input hours, when you break down your hourly wage, essentially, there are more productive ways to make money for those kids than doing the Star Trek podcast at this point. So money's not everything, but it is pretty important. So that's it. The other shows are going to continue. Patreon's going to stay up. The YouTube channel will stay up. I might do something else that's non-review related. I don't know what I would try to do. I've been doing more photo editing and video editing and audio editing and stuff like that, but I'm really just not as interested in giving my... The garbage truck is going to interrupt this. Really just not as interested in giving my opinion about Star Trek, about really anything. Or at least not like a pop culture review type opinion. And that's pretty much it. But everything else is staying the same. Adjust your Patreon pledge accordingly on Patreon. I anticipate a drop, obviously. But thank you very much for listening, everybody. And I don't know. There's no real big farewell or anything like that. It's just it's a podcast. And the Discord will stay up. I'll be doing stuff every once in a while. I guess that's it. I couldn't get Clay on just because I wanted to post this quickly so that before Patreon charges another month, because I think people are due the explanation. But Clay sends his regards as well. He's still out there with the other shows. You can catch up with him. But yeah, either hiatus or more likely the Star Trek podcast might have reached its end. I can leave you with that cliffhanger. But thanks everybody for listening. Thank you for supporting the show all these years. And I guess we'll see where things go in the future. See ya.